Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Wouldn't you like to live in a world of pure imagination? Okay, maybe not, but how about some comic improvisation? We don't got a script, we're too lazy to write one. If you got a problem with that, then boy, you can bite one. We're the Louisville Improvisers. Oh, wait a minute. Making fun of shit up today. Louisville Improvisers. Making fun of shit up. Make you laugh and spit up. Making fun of shit up today.
What happens next with the Louisville Improvisers?
Chris, you were nailing those leaps today.
I'm telling you, you know, I think it's kind of like riding
good.
A bike.
You're not even winded.
Well, I'm not. No, because I've been working on my own for about 6 weeks before I showed you guys.
That's the thumping that Alec, we thought there were squirrels in the wall.
No, it was me. Because I still am retaining a lot of my stuff I learned at the Isadora Duncan School.
That stuff? The stuff you learned?
Yeah, as a child. I wanted to be a dancer when I was a child.
I know. And I hope this happens for you. It feels like every time we are close to being embraced by the dance community, that something shuts you down.
Right. When I think, you know, meeting Wendy Whalen, I think it was fortuitous.
I think, yeah.
I mean, as soon as I told her, she said, absolutely, give me a call. I mean, I didn't explain the idea because I didn't have it yet, but she seemed like fired up and ready to go. So I think.
Where did you run into her?
I ran into her. She had a photography show of her Instagram pictures, you know, and I'm on Instagram, and I thought we'd have that connection. And it turned out that was one of the connections we have. I'm also friends with people in her family, and I know her mom and stuff. And I told her we'd love to work with her. In some capacity.
So what do you have us all here today for? It was my morning off, and.
Well, I know. I appreciate you. No, I mean, I know you're usually down, you know, doing cleanup at the river. Mm-hmm. But I want to create a ballet.
Oh.
For Wendy and me.
For the two of you to do together?
Yeah. Kind of a Swan Lake-ish Romeo and Juliet. I'm just sort of brainstorming here.
You're spitballing.
I'm just spitballing.
You literate here as a towel.
Well, I mean,
hey, you guys, I got a new appetizer here. Oh. Ants on a log.
Ants on a log.
Ants on a log for everybody.
Okay, thank you.
What?
The banana with raisins.
Are you cooking again? What's this?
Yeah, well, no,
this is Lubbock.
Look like a banana? It's celery. Celery, cream cheese, raisins. Ants on a log.
All right.
I guess our definition of log is different.
Well, yeah. It's a cultural thing more than anything else. Anyway, guys, we need music. And I you know our old friend?
Todd Hildreth?
Yeah, boy, I never even thought about him.
The guy who just played the intro for our show.
Well, this is going to be an awkward conversation with Todd. No, our other old friend. Tim Barnes?
Prince. Tim Barnes, oh yeah.
Prince is technically not our old friend anymore.
Bonnie Prince.
Oh, no, Will Oldham. You know what? It's really weird because I don't know if it's me. Sometimes he is so easy to get a hold of, and other times it's like,
all you have to do is go to the dog park.
Is that it?
Yeah, I see him every day.
Okay, good, because I felt weird that, you know, because he was like, Chris, oh my God, you gave me a hug last time I saw him.
But, you know, he only wants to talk about the dogs.
I know, and I guess that was it. And I knew that, but I forgot that, and I said, I got two words for you. Well, it was one word. I tried to stretch it out. Ballet.
Ballet. You can make it two. The ballet.
And maybe that was a turnoff for him. He said, wait, he was waiting for the other word, and he just said, I got to go. But you know, Tim Barnes. From Dreamland.
Yeah. Right.
So, and he's a percussionist, he's a musician, and he's used to creating music.
Did you invite him out here?
Well, yeah. He said he was going to be in the area anyway.
Okay.
So, I just thought, look, let's just talk to him. I know he's a busy guy.
Wait a minute. Look out the window. Is that a dugout canoe that's pulling up to the berth?
Yeah. I don't.
The birth.
The birth? The dock?
Yeah. Birth one at the docks.
Okay.
I labeled them. God damn it.
Or either the left side or the right side. Yeah. I got you. Either way. Okay. No, that's good, Al.
Is that him?
Let's go walk out there and see.
Okay.
It's
got to
be. If it's not him, then we have a problem. Because this is a private dock. All right, let's go see. Let's take a walk, guys.
All right, what should we talk about?
That picture's not hanging right.
Well, this wing is not my responsibility.
Hey, Tim! Tim!
Yo.
Oh, my
neck. Oh, what happened?
I'm sorry.
Chris, you startled him.
Scared me. I didn't know who that was.
You just can't.
Tiger, is that you?
Yeah, oh, Tim.
Come on, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Daddy.
Hey, Tim.
What are you doing here?
Come on up, man. Come on up.
No, this is where we live. This is the Louisville Improvisers Manor. I mean,
You've got to be kidding me. How long have you guys been here for?
Oh, geez. A couple of years now?
Two and a half.
Wow.
Two and a half?
Yeah. Good rents?
Well, we own it.
You own
it? Yeah, we got
it
cheap.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. This was a super fun site.
Dreamland might need to move here, just so you know, come January, February, March.
Is that when your lease is up?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's
it's all coming together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – I don't know.
What are you guys doing here?
Synchronicity.
Anyway?
Well, it's weird and fortuitous because I was just talking about you. And I was going to call you. I told you I had an idea, and I didn't tell you what the idea was because I figured it's kind of thing. That was for today? It was today.
Okay, all right, good.
So
I was up here noodling, and so I didn't know if that was, what you needed.
Improvising on a musical?
No.
Oh,
the other noodling.
Oh, my God. Do you have any with you? Did you get any?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, I cook.
Alec has a catfish recipe.
Yeah, I've got a great catfish recipe. Try one of my ants on a log.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know what the name of that thing was.
That is
raisins,
great. Cream cheese, celery. It's good and good for you.
That's cool. I really like that.
Thank you.
You know what? After the show, I'll bring up the
I'm going to go down to your boat, and I'll go ahead and get them and fillet them and get them ready for you. Okay?
You'll know them when you see them.
Yeah, catfish.
Sure, yeah.
Well, this is... Yeah, this is a Ohio River rubber town catfish. Tim, and I know you had a little bit of experience with this recently. We're good friends with Wendy Whalen, the ballet dancer, artist. And I dabble in ballet.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that about me. But we're trying to create – we want to commission a ballet music for a ballet for Wendy Whalen.
$5,000.
I kind of like a ballpark figure in my head. Look, can five grand do it for you?
I think it could.
Okay, because that's, look, we've got a slush fund.
$5,000. What?
Which has about $5,000 in it. Well, look, we can talk about the specifics. I mean, you interested?
Yeah, that sounds great. Wonderful idea.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know you do a lot of improvised music, a lot of percussion.
A lot of noodling.
And a lot of noodling. I think all those things are great. I mean, just throw those in the Tim Barnes pot of creativity, stir it. And I don't know. I think it's going to be a...
Tell him what you had in mind.
Well, it's kind of... And all things, we're all improvisers, so things are subject to change. But sort of a Swan Lake-ish, handsome.
But the Ohio.
But the Ohio.
Yeah.
Like the Ohio River version of Swan Lake.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I like it.
The Southwest Louisville version.
Yeah.
And like all ballet, it's, partly a love story. But it's also, and I don't want to... Obviously, I don't need to tell you. And maybe even a cautionary tale, like all love stories.
Like all ballets.
Like all ballets are a cautionary tale. Does that sound good?
I think that's that could be a – I don't think it's ever been done. So it's groundbreaking. So, of course, I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Chris is downplaying, but this is something that he has – as long as I've known him, I can't speak for Alec, but we improvise, yes. But – What I know of Chris is that what he really wants to do, don't be embarrassed, is dance.
And is it do you feel like should I be thinking about more of like this like solo performances of you, like for like some of your moves, like are we having like long segments of solo pirouettes? And
yeah well, boy, this is exactly why we came to you. Yes, I mean, I think it opens with me.
Okay.
And it's a solo, it's a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I'm sort of like, it's like, you know, why God? And then, you know, will I ever find love?
Okay.
And then, so actually, here's the thing. I mean, spoiler alert, Wendy actually just does a walk on at the very end. So it's primarily solo.
Okay.
Because she said that she was interested, but she could only give us 10 minutes that night. Yeah. So we can't do a lot of choreography, but I think it's a solo piece. And so my journey of—
What do you think in costume-wise? I've, you know, being a part of this choreographer showcase this week, it's been really interesting seeing the different kinds of costumes that they're, that people are wearing. Some have been, especially for the men.
Yeah.
You know, there's been guys that have just been like topless without, I mean, then and then like jeans.
Oh.
On, then there's been guys with like gray tank tops and more like cargo pants on. There's people, there's guys with like more of kind of like a darker sort of look where it's like black tops and brown pants. And then the more classical version is the white, very tight pants.
There we go.
Okay. With the, I forget the official name for it, but it's basically, if you think of a G-string, but ramp that up about, I don't know, say like 100%.
Yeah,
to get the nice firmness of it.
He has a collect. I know because
I know you've been dancing for a while, so you may even know what they are.
Right? These dance belt.
Okay,
and it's kind of weird. I know, man, at first, I was sort of self-conscious, but a lot of times I actually wear a dance belt anyway, just as part of a look.
Yeah, right.
And
well, it's good for posture too. It kind of keeps you up, you know, and your hips kind of open.
Exactly. And you know, if I'm waiting in line at Kroger or something, I do a little, you know, little stretches and keep my back straight. And I think you're right on, Tim.
Look, you're so flexible. That was great. I just saw you do that one move. That's great.
I know. Well, you know, and I think it's muscle memory more than anything else, and the surgery certainly helped.
Hey, you guys, I got catfish ceviche.
Looks delicious.
Well, okay.
Where do I eat it from this end or that end?
No, the other end.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, here's a Ritz.
Mm. That was quick.
Excellent.
I didn't really probably have the full time to marinate, but I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
In a pinch. I mean, because, you know, we didn't realize that we're going to have this meeting today, so it's good to have, we can't have a meeting.
Without appetizers.
Without appetizers.
And that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm thinking classical, Tim, so I think you're totally, and that's why I knew you had the, you know, the recent experience with the choreographer showcase, so I figured you'd be the guy to come to. Well, first of all, let me just say this. Do you know Todd Hildreth?
I don't know Todd.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Good, because if you meet him, don't mention this particular conversation.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's our secret.
It's our secret.
Hey, the dryer went off when I was going past the laundromat section, and so I brought you your dance belts.
The laundromat section.
Yeah, in the East Wing.
Yeah, well, we have a whole laundromat.
Well, yeah, we take in laundry on occasion, supplement our income, because improv, you know.
Here are your dance belts.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So, I mean, I've got the – oh, you brought them all. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, I've got black.
Hold on, that's the what do you call the fabric softener sheet?
Oh,
it's all tangled up in there.
Okay, yeah, that's what I did. Well, I thought that was the front.
Put that on.
So that was the front. Yeah. So I got the black one, and I've got the here's the silver one.
Silver one looks good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good.
Yeah.
And then
what else do you have though? Just let's see.
I have the red.
Yeah.
It's got the red's kind of worn though.
Well, it was my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and we're back to the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mix my dance belts?
No.
Okay. Because it's supposed to be colors and whites.
So. I know. I used three different washing machines.
Okay, thank you. And so
I'm a little offended.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you ask me that every time. I've been doing your laundry now for 8 years. You think I don't know how to do your laundry?
Well, I think you finally figured it out. Okay. No, Alec, all right, let's just not do this in front of Tim, okay? This is a business meeting. When we have a house meeting, we can bring up the laundry issue again.
Okay.
It's all right. I have the same issues.
Well, you're married. Yeah, you got kids, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's always laundry, isn't it?
It is.
One time. So everything was pink.
I'm not allowed to touch some of it. It's just, I just can't. I can do my stuff, but I can't touch anything else.
Right. Well, I think...
Hey, can I help you out with this, honey? No.
Yeah, well, that's the way Chris is with me.
Yeah, I think that's where
certain
we
certain things I'm not allowed to touch. Oh, come on.
God, it was right there.
No, it's a little cheap.
A little low. Anyway, but instrumentally, what are you thinking, Tim?
Well, if you're thinking classical.
Ish. Yeah.
Do you have a Glockenspiel?
You know, I don't have a Glockenspiel. I used to have a Glockenspiel.
We've got
until
one.
Did you?
Yeah.
That would be nice. I'd
Chris,
be...
we still have it, don't we?
Yeah, it's in the band room. It's in the band room.
The orchestra hall.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got a bunch of high school instruments years ago, and we got them.
Okay.
It was a...
Do you like the Glockenspiel?
You know, it's a little quirky for me, you know, for my sort of taste, but it's a nice sound. If you know how to play, if you know some of the right notes on it, it can be good.
You're a notes guy, aren't you?
I'm not. That's the thing. I don't know any notes.
You don't know any notes?
I really don't. I don't at all.
You're more of a sound guy? Are you a sound landscaper?
Sound landscaper is a good way of putting it. Yeah. That's kind of my thing.
That was my brother was a sound landscaper.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't.
No, he was just a good landscaper.
Sound. No, well, he wasn't
his
that
sound.
Sound.
He was a sound. Yeah,
mind and body.
Well, that's cool. Well, no, instrumentally.
Instrumentally, I would say at least one or two stringed instruments would be good.
We have a lute.
A bass lute, if you had it, that would be wonderful.
No, we have.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know if it's a bass lute.
It's big.
It'll be a big one.
It's really big.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely a bass lute.
Okay, excellent.
And then after that... You know, I would probably maybe bring in some recordings of, I don't know, maybe things panting of some kind.
Oh.
Or
Yeah.
Like Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, I will be.
Could, yeah. Yeah, he's
I love this stuff.
Yeah.
You've done sound work before.
Right. Brian, he pants a lot.
Yeah. Then, I mean, that could be perfect. You know, and we could pitch it in a bunch of different ways.
You don't imagine doing this to a track, do you?
Well... I'm going to have to defer because to Tim, I mean, I think the live component is very important, but, I mean, we're not talking lip syncing or anything, so I think a little backing tracks would be okay.
Yeah. It's and then you just sort of embellish on some of the stuff that's on the backing tracks.
Yeah. And, heighten the sound.
Yeah.
Create a little more immediacy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
Urgency.
Urgency. Yeah. And well, you have a tremendous, you know, you've been doing this for a while, haven't you?
Since like a month ago.
Okay.
You go way back then, yeah. Okay. A lot of experience.
I just want to go. He's got more experience than the last eight people we talked to. So, yeah, fantastic.
Including Todd.
Seriously, dude. If he hears about this.
We're fucked.
We're totally
fucked. Does he subscribe to the podcast?
No.
I don't think so. We had him on it, and he's actually a member of the group. He's actually – I mean, here's the weird part. He's technically our musical director.
Okay.
Yeah, and he does the opening.
I see.
Of the podcast.
Yeah.
But I hadn't seen him for a couple weeks, and you know, I don't know. You know how it is? It's like sometimes it just slipped my mind, and then when I saw you, I just thought, oh, why didn't I think of Tim Barnes? And then Todd can get
Let me
little,
tell you why.
Okay. We're going to find out.
Todd had a show last night, Thorazine, Big Mama Thorazine.
Oh, yeah. They do like Big Mama Thornton songs or?
You know that band, Big Mama, I think it's Big Mama Thorazine.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
Well, I've never seen it or heard it rather, but I've seen
our
it.
Our friend Sarah
was
telling me today, she saw them last night.
Where'd you see Sarah?
At the coffee shop. like a hologram.
You guys have a coffee shop here too?
Yeah.
It's
on the first floor.
It's past the gift shop.
I walked
shop,
right past it.
Right next to the gift shop, but the gift shop isn't open on weekends, which we really should revisit.
Well, you want to pay overtime? Because I don't.
Well, here's the thing. We need somebody at the gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if you...
We can't leave the gate open.
Doesn't like the ABC come down on you guys? Because if you don't have anybody at the gate? No. You're not really – you don't have – it's not out there in the open so that they see
– Technically, it's a private – technically, it's a private
entrance. I see.
Entrance.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's that
see
fine line.
Yeah, technically. That's why we kind of – we don't go through
– channels.
I was just going to say official channels sometimes.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like Rubber Town. You know what I mean? It's like Chinatown with
everyone
toxic
looks the
waste.
Other way. They don't
It's a different set of laws and mores.
Kind of like Deadwood out here.
It's very much like Deadwood.
You know, you could call the police all you want if you have a break-in. They never come out here.
They go, oh, and Louisville Improvisers Manor. So, yeah, we do have a coffee shop, and
It's run by the Highland Coffee.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right, Greg and Natalie at Highland Coffee, real good friends.
Well,
of ours.
Guy Brett Barry, who is one of the guys back there, back behind the counter there at Highland Coffee.
Uh-huh.
He's a part of my ensemble for the my current Louisville ballet thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one is he?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Short blonde hair. If you were able to see his ankles, he has tattoo stripes.
Oh yeah, now I got you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, super nice guy. Yeah.
Super nice guy.
They're all nice there.
Right.
Yeah.
He has the best ankles though of anybody.
He does. He's got these things. They look like every time I look at him, I think he's wearing socks, but he's not wearing socks. Wow. He's just wearing ink.
Ink.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. He's a sweet, sweet guy. Well, this is more and more fortuitous.
Didn't he pull a couple shifts out here?
Well, he said he had – well, yeah.
Over
he was
the
actually,
summer, yeah.
Yeah, over the summer. And then – and actually, I see, this is timing. I called him, you know, for this weekend because we were, you know, thinking about opening the cafe for a couple hours on the weekend. And he said he couldn't because he had a gig. Well, there you go.
You know, he's so humble. He doesn't really like – he'll just say, yeah, I can't make it.
Yeah.
But he won't tell you why necessarily. Yeah. So it's a little frustrating at times just to – work with them, but I understand.
Artists.
Yeah.
Artists are like that, you know.
He is.
But I think this sort of closes the circle of family, if I can use the word.
Yeah.
That, you know, you and then Brett. I mean, I think that's just like, okay. And he's, you know, if you want to bring him into this particular project, I think that'd be fantastic.
Okay.
And we want to leapfrog off the choreographer showcase.
Oh, wow. I love how you did that. As you said, leapfrog. You just can't.
Oh, I got a pie in the oven. I'll be right back.
All right.
Do you feel that the ADD is getting worse with him?
I think it is. I mean, it's
okay. Okay, we're on. This is a conversation for another time.
This is the house meeting. This ties into the laundry issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but again, I'll go ahead.
But
the leapfrog was impressive.
Wait, here he comes.
Catfish chiffon pie.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
It smells delicious.
It does. Do you have any hot sauce?
Mm-hmm. I've got the Louisiana hot sauce, and I've got the X-rated hot sauce, and I've got the Chipotle hot sauce.
Oh, from Chipotle? Because it was with the one with the E. coli? Or what?
Packets?
Yeah.
I think they're safe.
Yeah. No, that's what I got.
Oh, they're prepackaged? Yeah.
I got that. Any your preference?
I'm not falling for that X-rated.
What's that one over on the left?
Thing.
The X-rated.
Yeah. Oh, that's the X-rated.
What's the one on the left? Is that the
X-rated?
No.
No, because that's only if you like really. I mean,
I know it's not good for my thyroid. It's
Well, it's definitely. I mean,
okay, the Chipotle sauce or the regular. Yeah. I've got some.
All right. Let's go. Just leave it on the table there.
Okay. Well, nobody's touched the ceviche.
Well, we're talking. I mean, about our project. We'll eat.
Okay. I didn't realize, you know, it's so funny. It's like, I never realized you were so much about business. You know, it's like I see you, you know, casually here and there, and it's like, you're just like, hey, daddy-o, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, but you're like, you know,
He's the Hermann really Göring of the improvisers.
Well, it's so funny how you can flip it. What's great, though, is that you can flip a switch like that, where you can just be like,
oh, yeah,
totally hardcore, like, God, you need to get that done. You've missed that, you know. This is the place where you need to say that line. And then now you're just sort of like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's important. I mean, and you know this as a creative person. I mean, it's a balancing act.
Yes.
I love how you actually did that. Balanced no, he did like it again. That on that That's tree so cool. stump, as you said. Balancing act.
Look, visuals help.
Yeah.
Okay, I figured, you know, he can hear me, but if he can see me and hear me at the same time, point taken.
I love how you went up on point when you I said know. That. That's amazing.
You have those,
I am in
you
awe.
Do you permanently have those, the point shoes?
Yeah, I do.
In all of your...
He sews them into all of his Chuck Taylors.
Yes. That's great.
Yeah.
Marketing genius,
yeah.
too. That's beautiful.
And we're
we have them for sale downstairs in the gift shop. But
if it was open,
today.
You yeah. could see. We've got the three. We've got the red, green, and blue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Italian.
Yeah. Yeah, the Italian models. So... well, no, Tim. I mean, it's you know, I mean, I like to have as much fun as everybody else, but you know, this is a big operation, and so I think that sometimes somebody's got to be in charge, you know.
I think the toughest thing that will be for us working together is that I don't create my pieces like in a linear fashion.
Okay.
And. And I know you know what that means when I say that.
Oh, I do. I just sort of went off in another direction when you were saying it.
But what's important is that for you is that I can't establish like a count for you, like all your step counts that you need
okay.
to do.
Okay.
Like that's going to be the difficult part for you, and that's probably maybe a little bit more work. But that's
Chris
just
doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
He doesn't have to count.
Okay.
He has an internal clock.
It's really weird. I mean, it's just sort of I have an internal clock. Wow. And I think Tim.
God, here I was all worried. I was like,
yeah. So if you change
still
time
hire me, still hire me, still hire me, please.
Yeah. If you change time signatures in the middle of it, he goes
effortlessly.
Right then.
Effortlessly.
Gosh. Like he just did
do you,
that.
Do you have
jump.
A reel that I can watch?
Yeah, here, put it on.
Yeah. No, let me just. Yeah, I got my phone here. I mean, just look it on the. Yeah, this is
that,
my.
It was in.
Wow,
it was in
that.
His dance belt,
look at
wasn't
that.
It?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And that was just me waiting for the bus.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, just imagine the stage, lights,
right.
real sound.
Right.
Because
right.
I kind of was just, you know, going on the sound of the bus, traffic.
Sure.
You know,
but sometimes that's the best.
Well, I think
the most enriching, I think, is, you know,
it's real. It's in the moment.
How long were you in Stomp, Chris?
I was in Stomp for a good 6-7 days. Yeah, I was in the, you know, I was...
A touring...
Yeah, it toured. Yeah. I mean, I made it through the week.
Yeah.
I mean, they paid... Well, let me just put it this way. They paid me for the week. it's just... Because I'm... And like you say, Tim, I don't count. And the thing about Stomp...
But you do count. I mean, you count.
No,
well,
you
count.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, your work is counts.
Right.
Don't say that you don't count. That's like... It's just
valid.
Give yourself some, you know,
no,
lift
you know
yourself
what?
Up.
Oh, I forgot one more thing. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
So I think, yeah, I think this would be great. And I think, you know, I think, how do you feel about rehearsals? You good?
You know, I'm okay with rehearsals. Like, you know, if you really need me to come down, I'll come down. But I'd rather just sort of like email you a file and then you can kind of just work on it.
Okay.
And then.
All right. Yeah,
I can check in with you here
okay.
and there and
yeah.
stuff. And
yeah, we could Skype or email.
Maybe
yeah.
Skype. I'm not sure. I'm just kind of busy. You know,
yeah.
and so I can't.
Yeah,
I can't always be there.
No.
But when we have some real specific things that we need to talk about, I'm
yeah.
there for you, man.
Okay,
for sure.
Yeah. And I don't want you. Yeah. No, I don't want you to think.
$5,000. What?
Yeah. No. I mean, I realize what we're getting for $5,000. I understand that. And I don't need you to hold my hand because
okay.
we are professionals.
Cool.
But I just meant in terms of, but yeah, you send a file and then we can just, you know, work on the moves here. Because then just something I could send Wendy.
Yeah.
Would be fantastic because she seemed like totally in for anything.
Yeah.
I didn't mention this particular idea, but I think based on her enthusiasm when I met her, I can't imagine why she wouldn't go for this.
Yeah.
And then once we work on this, we're going to showcase it. I think we'll have something to bring to the ballet.
Okay.
I think I make it part of their season.
Yeah.
And that's my goal.
So are we thinking that we do the performance at the Louisville Ballet, or do we do it at the Kentucky Center or Dreamland?
Well, I think we do it. I think we start at Dreamland.
Yeah.
And then let the buzz, the palpable buzz, begin.
Yeah.
And then we take it to Kentucky Center. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once we're in a position to
selling it out and everything.
Yeah. Because we know we're going to sell out Dreamland.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking like 3 weeks at Dreamland. And you know anybody that plays sax?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not telling you how to do your job, but all of a sudden I just.
But you see, you need that sound. You think?
All of a sudden, it just. I mean, you tell me. I'll defer
fucking
to you.
Choreographers, man. God.
Salmon jerky, guys. I mean, catfish jerky.
I'm taking some of that.
Okay.
I gotta have some of that. After
yeah. No. Help yourself, Tim.
Choreographers, man. Yeah. You know, I come in. I feel like I'm giving you a good. Just sort of a good rate on my rate. And then all of a sudden you start just getting in the way. And it's just kind of, look, I want to do this, but at the same time, it's you got to kind of let me stretch out, okay?
All right, Jim, I hear you, man. Okay.
I just want to, before we go any further, maybe we should have a couple more phone calls before we get further into it, just so we can really define our roles and everything like that.
And you know what, Tim? You don't mind if I call Todd, do you? Amanda, what you doing?